And now a look at what's happening in the arts and also in our communities. In Lake Charles, the mayor's action line is once again operational and accepting calls regarding pressing city issues. Residents may call 337-491-1346 Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to speak with city personnel. See, parks and playgrounds in Lake Charles are closed until further notice. You can find a complete listing of all updates at the website, which is cityoflc.us, cityoflc.us. The Lake Charles Civic Center still has a lot of supplies. You can stop there, and they do have, and among other things, water, ice, tarps, and other supplies. Again, if you go to the city website, there will be a list of places where you can get supplies. In Sulphur, a drive-through disaster recovery center opened this past weekend to help Hurricane Laura survivors. The drive-through is at 1160 Cypress Street in Sulphur. The St. Landry Evangeline United Way has activated a number of assistance programs for evacuees. Also, United Way of Acadiana has lots of programs to help as well. You can go to their websites or give them a call. The Hilliard Art Museum has a number of exhibits on display. Philip Gould's Bridging the Mississippi spans across the Father of Waters. That's up through April. And a collection of paintings by Malaika Favorite called The Alchemist that will be up through actually for another week or two at the Hilliard. And opening this past weekend, Acadiana Brown Cotton, The Fabric of Acadiana. You can find out more about any of these exhibits if you go to HilliardMuseum.org. The Acadiana Center for the Arts is open with social distancing in the galleries, but you can visit their galleries. You can also enjoy the galleries online if you go to AcadianaCenterForTheArts.org. You can find out about other online activities if you go there, and also what's available and when the upcoming art walks take place. Shadows on the Tesh will reopen in New Iberia with a community day. That will be Saturday, September 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On the grounds only. There will be lots of activities. For information on this community day, you can go to shadowsonthetesh.org. The Iberia Parish Library will have special author days, Mondays and Wednesdays, actually author fairs, Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. and then at 2 p.m. They've started this past weekend. If you'd like to know more about it, you can go to the Iberia Parish Library website or give them a call. September is library card sign-up month. No matter what parish you're in, you can sign up for a library card. Go to your branch library. There are special library cards available. Some libraries are having local artists donate artwork for a library card. There's also a national commemorative card. In Lafayette Parish, the special card is by comic book artist Rob Guillory, who is from Lafayette. It's called Bookworm. And then the national commemorative card features a DC Comics Wonder Woman. You can find out more by going to your branch libraries to sign up for a library card. LPB is offering at-home learning broadcast and digital resources, providing educational access for students across Louisiana. For information on those resources, the website is lpb.org. And looking a little ahead, later this fall, Festivals Acadien et Créole is going virtual for 2020. That will be kicking off on Friday, October 9th, and running through that weekend. It is their virtual edition, and we'll be telling you more about it. We'll be having interviews here at KRVS and letting you know more about the virtual festival for this year. And nominations are now open for the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities for their Best of for the year. You can nominate people throughout September, and there will be staggered deadlines in October. To find out more, you can stop by their website, which is leh.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org. You can also join our Facebook or Instagram pages. We post a lot about what's happening in our community. Sometimes we're posting about special resources for the Lake Charles area. We're often posting about programs here on KRVS and other arts organizations. So they're really useful pages to sign up for. You can support KRVS easily and securely at any time at krvs.org. Just click the red donate button. And on that page, you can find out more about donating your vehicle to KRVS, which is a really easy way to help support the programming. And if you have any questions about what we do, you can always email us comments or questions about programs. We're always happy to help you out and respond to your questions. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Hi, friends. I'm Pearson Cross, the host of Bayou de Beltway, the talk show bringing you conversations with Acadiana's leaders each week. This week, I welcome UL political scientist Dr. Gabrielle Vitella to talk about some interesting parallels between the Nixon and Trump administrations, specifically the tapes that Bob Woodward used for his new book, Fear, Trump in the White House. The startling information contained in these recent tapes harken back to Watergate and the role of those tapes in the unraveling of Richard Nixon's presidency. Should presidents tell the truth to the American people about the seriousness of the issues they face? Or should they use their access to privileged information to create the outcomes they want while keeping the public in the dark? Please join me, Pearson Cross, your host on this edition of Bayou de Beltway, as we discuss presidential tapes with UL Lafayette political scientist Dr. Gabriella Vitella on KRVS this Wednesday at 12:30.
This is KRVS 88.1